Today is the 30th day of October. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. Great to be here with you today as we settle into the rhythm of this week. And so we got off to a big start yesterday, beginning the book of Lamentations and then reading Paul's letter to Philemon. We'll continue in Lamentations today, but we read Philemon in one sitting, which will bring us to the book of Hebrews, where we'll camp out for a while once we get to the New Testament. And we'll talk about that when we get there. But now we are here. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 through 66 today. And we're reading from the Good News Translation this week. I am one who knows what it is to be punished by God. He drove me deeper and deeper into darkness and beat me again and again with merciless blows. He has left my flesh open and raw and has broken my bones. He has shut me in a prison of misery and anguish. He has forced me to live in the stagnant darkness of death. He has bound me in chains. I am a prisoner with no hope of escape. I cry aloud for help, but God refuses to listen. I stagger as I walk. Stone walls block me wherever I turn. He waited for me like a bear. He pounced on me like a lion. He chased me off the road, tore me to pieces, and left me. He drew his bow and made me the target for his arrows. He shot his arrows deep into my body. People laugh at me all day long. I am a joke to them all. Bitter suffering is all he has given me for food and drink. He rubbed my face in the ground and broke my teeth on rocks. I have forgotten what health and peace and happiness are. I do not have much longer to live. My hope in the Lord is gone. The thought of my pain, my homelessness, is bitter poison. I think of it constantly, and my spirit is depressed. Yet hope returns when I remember this one thing. The Lord's unfailing love and mercy still continue. Fresh as the morning, as sure as the sunrise, the Lord is all I have, and so in Him I put my hope. The Lord is good to everyone who trusts in Him, so it is best for us to wait in patience, to wait for Him to save us, and it is best to learn this patience in our youth. When we suffer, we should sit alone in silent patience. We should bow in submission, for there may still be hope. Though beaten and insulted, we should accept it all. The Lord is merciful and will not reject us forever. He may bring us sorrow, but His love for us is sure and strong. He takes no pleasure in causing us grief or pain. The Lord knows when our spirits are crushed in prison. He knows when we are denied the rights He gave us. When justice is perverted in court, He knows. The will of the Lord alone is always carried out. Good and evil alike take place at His command. Why should we ever complain when we are punished for our sin? Let us examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us open our hearts to God in heaven and pray. We have sinned and rebelled, and You, O Lord, have not forgiven us. You pursued us and killed us. Your mercy was hidden by Your anger. by a cloud of fury too thick for our prayers to get through. You have made us the garbage dump of the world. We are insulted and mocked by all our enemies. We have been through disaster and ruin. We live in danger and fear. My eyes flow with rivers of tears at the destruction of my people. My tears will pour out in a ceaseless stream until the Lord looks down from heaven and sees us. My heart is grieved when I see what has happened to the women of the city. I was trapped like a bird by enemies who had no cause to hate me. They threw me alive into a pit and closed the opening with a stone. Water began to close over me, and I thought death was near. From the bottom of the pits, O Lord, I cried out to you, and when I begged you to listen to my cry, you heard. You answered me and told me not to be afraid. You came to my rescue, Lord, and saved my life. Judge in my favor. You know the wrongs done against me. You know how my enemies hate me and how they plot against me. You have heard them insult me, O Lord. You know all their plots. All day long they talk about me and make their plans. From morning till night they make fun of me. Punish them for what they have done, O Lord. Curse them and fill them with despair. Hunt them down and wipe them off the earth. Okay, so the book of Hebrews that we're about to begin is one of the most compelling exhortations to stay true, to keep the faith that we have in all of the New Testament. And while that's true, the letter to the Hebrews is a bit of an anomaly because we don't know fully its origins. Although the Apostle Paul has been credited with authorship in several traditions, this is not very likely. And it's also unclear which Hebrews are being written to. It could have been Jewish believers in Jerusalem, or possibly believers in Rome. So biblical hermeneutics is the study of the where and the why and the when of a sacred writing, believing that it mattered, that God inspired something to be written at a specific time, and that that specific time matters to our interpretation. And we can't fully do that with the book of Hebrews, although we can get close. Timothy, Paul's spiritual son, is mentioned in the letter. So it's contemporary with Paul's writings, or maybe just slightly after. What is very clear is that persecution has begun to take place in the Jewish community. And although it's not martyrdom, what's happened is that the Jewish believers and those who sympathize with them have begun to suffer ridicule. They're looked at with contempt. And so they've been thrust to the sidelines. They've been marginalized as irrelevant and weird. And this part we can apply directly to our cultures around the world today, as the efforts of the culture try to frame followers of Jesus as irrelevant, backwards, a little weird. The pressures placed on those early Jewish believers because of this were making many of them just kind of like fade back into the woodwork, like hiding their faith, doing what they could to blend in. And at the same time, others were turning their backs on the faith altogether and moving back into Judaism. The letter to the Hebrews steps in and encourages Jewish believers to stay faithful to Jesus and not to turn back to their former ways. It encourages them to hold on. And through them, it tells us to hold fast to the hope that we have in Christ without wavering at all. And this is a very important message for believers today. and it just happens to be given brilliantly through the Jewish heritage and the lens of the Old Testament. And so we begin. Hebrews chapter 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors many times and in many ways through the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us through His Son. He is the one through whom God created the universe, the one whom God has chosen to possess all things at the end. He reflects the brightness of God's glory and is the exact likeness of God's own being, sustaining the universe with His powerful word. After achieving forgiveness for the sins of all human beings, He sat down in heaven at the right side of God, the supreme power. The Son was made greater than the angels, just as the name that God gave Him is greater than theirs. For God never said to any of His angels, "You are my Son. Today I have become your Father." Nor did God say about any angel, "I will be his Father, and he will be my Son." But when God was about to send His firstborn Son into the world, He said, "All of God's angels must worship Him." What about the angels? God said, "God makes His angels winds and His servants flames of fire." About the Son, however, God said, "Your kingdom, O God, will last forever and ever. You rule over your people with justice. You love what is right and hate what is wrong. That is why God, your God, has chosen you and has given you the joy of an honor far greater than He gave to your companions." He also said, "You, Lord, in the beginning created the earth, and with your own hands you made the heavens. They will disappear, but you will remain. They will all wear out like clothes. You will fold them up like a coat, and they will be changed like clothes. But you are always the same, and your life never ends." God never said to any of His angels, "Sit here at my right side until I put your enemies as a footstool under your feet." What are the angels then? They are spirits who serve God and are sent by Him to help those who are to receive salvation. Psalm 102. The Prayer of a Troubled Youth. Listen to my prayer, O Lord, and hear my cry for help. When I am in trouble, don't turn away from me. Listen to me, and answer me quickly when I call. My life is disappearing like smoke. My body is burning like fire. I am beaten down like dry grass. I have lost my desire for food. I groan aloud. I am nothing but skin and bones. I am like a wild bird in the desert, like an owl in abandoned ruins. I lie awake. I am like a lonely bird on a housetop. All day long my enemies insult me. Those who mock me use my name in cursing. Because of your anger and fury, ashes are my food, and my tears are mixed with my drink. You picked me up and threw me away. My life is like the evening shadows. I am like dry grass. But you, O Lord, are King forever. All generations will remember you. You will rise and take pity on Zion. The time has come to have mercy on her. This is the right time. Your servants love her, even though she is destroyed. They have pity on her, even though she is in ruins. The nations will fear the Lord. All the kings of the earth will fear his power. When the Lord rebuilds Zion, he will reveal his greatness. He will hear his forsaken people and listen to their prayer. Write down for the coming generation what the Lord has done, so that people not yet born will praise him. The Lord looked down from his holy place on high. He looked down from heaven to earth. He heard the groans of prisoners and set free those who were condemned to die. And so his name will be proclaimed in Zion, and he will be praised in Jerusalem when nations and kingdoms come together and worship the Lord. The Lord has made me weak while I am still young. He has shortened my life. O God, do not take me away now before I grow old. O Lord, you live forever. Long ago you created the earth, and with your own hands you made the heavens. They will disappear, but you will remain. They will all wear out like clothes. You will discard them like clothes, and they will vanish. But you are always the same, and your life never ends. Our children will live in safety, and under your protection, their descendants will be secure. Proverbs 26, 21, and 22. Charcoal keeps the embers glowing, wood keeps the fire burning, and troublemakers keep arguments alive. Gossip is so tasty. How we love to swallow it.
Okay, so we've done a little bit of a flyover of Hebrews to give ourselves some context for where we're going in that letter. And then we get to the Proverbs, and it's continuing on with what we began to talk about yesterday, when we were told that when you remove the fuel from a fire, the fire goes out, and equates it to gossip. When you remove gossip, the quarreling stops. Which should tell us just how insidious that kind of behavior can be in a community, and should give us pause before we pass on those tasty morsels. And the proverb continues with that thought today. Charcoal keeps the embers glowing, right? So it keeps this thing simmering down below, hot coals just waiting to flare up. Wood keeps the fire burning. Troublemakers keep arguments alive. Gossip is so tasty, and how we love to swallow it. Now, it's easy enough to come to these kinds of passages in the scriptures and go, okay, and I'm reminded again that my words matter. Okay, I'm reminded again that, you know, my interactions lead to things and create things. And this is a good devotional thing. I should remember this. And so we kind of move past it without realizing just how significant of a thing we're talking about here. For the Proverbs to use fire as the metaphor for what we're talking about when we talk about gossip and arguments, we should pay attention, because fire consumes things, burns things up, burns things down. Which can be fine if you're trying to incinerate garbage, but not so good if you're burning your house down. Right? So, like, if you're burning down all of the relationships around you, that's not a good recipe for life. But that's not going to stop until the fuel is removed, which is our words. And gossip is one of those transmission vehicles that, it's like the Bible says, it's tasty. It's tasty to be in the know and to have some little bit of information that nobody else has, and then to pass it along, and then to create a reality around that little bit of information, filling in all of the blanks. We'd love to swallow that stuff. We just need to understand that we're swallowing poison. So it's easy enough for us to go like, okay, if I am a gossip, I should stop. But it's not just that. It's the willingness to listen to the gossip that perpetuates the problem. Like, if there is no place to pour out the gossip, well, then it can't take hold. So it's not just for those who are willing to gossip about someone else. It's also about those who are willing to listen to such things without pointing that person and saying, look, you need to take that up with them. Like, this isn't me. And we don't have all the details here. So you need to take that up with them. And then I'm happy to have a conversation if they're here, but I'm not going to talk behind their back. That wouldn't be right. I wouldn't want that done to me. You wouldn't want that done to you. So we can't do that to them. And that's fair. And that may get you on the outs for a minute. You're no longer the place where the gossip gets dumped on. But isn't that kind of the point? Troublemakers keep arguments alive, the proverb says. In the same way that charcoal keeps embers glowing and wood keeps fires burning. And we shouldn't participate in any of it. If wholeness and restoration and renewal are really what we're after. And so let's remember this as we move through our day. Let's pay attention to the things that we're saying and the things that are being said to us. And it's simple enough to use the proverb. Am I adding fuel to the fire by saying this or by listening to this? And so, Father, we submit our tongues and our ears to you because we've submitted everything, our heart, our spirit, our body, everything that we are, our identity, our awareness. We've submitted these things to you. And in doing so, you've promised to renew and recreate us as we were intended to be. This is sanctification. And so this becomes a much bigger matter. So come, Holy Spirit, we invite you into this area of perpetuating arguments that don't need to exist and spreading gossip that is full of things that aren't even real. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is the website. And it's where you find out what's going on around here in the community. And of course, if you have a prayer request or comment, if you're carrying burdens that are best not carried alone, that's what we do. That's what the Global Campfire is. It's a community where we come around the light and warmth of the word and let it wash over us and wash into us each and every day. And then we live it out. And one of the ways that we live it out is that we're good at praying for each other. So if you're carrying burdens you shouldn't carry alone, there's a number you can call. 877-942-4253 is that number. And that's one of a couple of numbers. That's the number you can call if you're in the Americas. If you're in the UK or Europe, we have a number. 442036-088078. And if you are in Australia or the lands down under, 613-882-0-5459 is the number to dial. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Eyes of a Dove. I heard your prayer request. I understand the pain that you're going through. I used to run a respite program for Alzheimer's patients when I was in my 30s. So I understand that long goodbye. And I know a lot of us are going through that time of our life where we're losing our parents and we're saying our goodbyes. So I just ask for you, Lord, to wrap your wings around us. Give us comfort. Comfort eyes of a dove at this time. Give her peace. Let the memories of the times that she had with her parents sustain her. And we just thank you, Lord. And we just praise you that you are our comfort and our peace. Amen.
Hi, Bob from Phoenix. This is Not Shaken. I was totally where you are decades ago. I won't say how many. Where I had said all the prayers and listened and searched, I asked for salvation. I just didn't believe it. And in the 3 years that I worked for salvation and did my best to be lovable and good and still didn't feel worthy, I read the Bible twice during that time. And one day I was in the grocery store and I saw this little typed up page explaining why it doesn't matter what I think. All that matters is what God thinks. And he thought I was worthy, even though I could never understand it with my puny mind. It was an explosion in my life. My life was changed from that moment forward. I've had miracles since then. One of them being one morning I was listening to Daily Audio Bible and someone said what you said just now. And I thought, oh my gosh, do I love God? And I realized that in the back of my mind for years I'd always wondered. I'd always tried. And I suddenly realized, yes, I did love God. And that very afternoon, after this, a gentleman walked into my office and I got the opportunity. He said what I'd never heard anyone else say before that morning on Daily Audio Bible. He said, I don't know if I'm saved, or I don't know if I love God. And I told him my story, and I hope it made a difference for him. And you'll do the same.
Hi, this is Andrea. I've called in a few times about my son and my daughter. I just want to lift up my daughter, Rain, to bring her back to God. She is a prodigal, and I'm very concerned. So please send blessings to her that she comes back to the Lord. Also want to give a praise report. My son, who's never faltered and always walked with God, called me last night and told me he joined a Christian Bible study on campus. He goes to Virginia Tech, and that's a huge school. And I'm just so glad he's finding his people. And also, please continue to pray for Ethan and his bipolar and my friend Antonia for her vision to come back. Lord, also, I ask that you all pray for my father, who is dealing with skin cancer now, and it's pretty bad. He's in a care facility and hasn't been able to get out of bed for a year. So please keep these people in your prayers, and I keep you in my prayers as well. I bless all of you, and I'm grateful for this community, and I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Salutations, Steph family. This is Little Songbird from Alberta, Canada. And I want to lift up From Junk to Treasure to the Lord today. Heavenly Father, you see Junk to Treasure. And right now, she's feeling like even daily living is becoming a challenge. Things are breaking. There's debts. She's having problems with payments and just so much more than I know, Lord, but you know it all. I ask, Lord God, that you would just flood her to overflow with your peace, your perfect peace. Lord, I ask for strength. I ask for courage. I ask for a boldness to look at all this and say, my God reigns, and I am not going to drown. Thank you, Father, for doing things for her that she hasn't even begun to see or to recognize yet. Lord, I thank you for moving on her behalf. I ask that you would please continue to turn your face and shine your favor upon her, Lord. We love our sister, and we know you love her so much more than we do. So, Lord, that's why I trust you, because you're perfect. And you promise us good things. You've promised her good things. So for all these things, I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.